What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Dungeon Master. Part one of our one-shot campaign, The Pagemeister.
Ooh.
So, you all find yourself in the newly developed town of Alderman. Okay. In the Kingdom of Men. Alderman was created by the kingdom and by the capital as a haven for adventurers. This was to prevent adventurers from entering the capital because the king decided he didn't want powerful adventurers wandering around his streets because he'd had problems before. So this town was created only a few days' travel from the kingdom's capital, and it houses most of the adventurers that live in the area. You all find yourself in the large adventurers' guild that was built here. And as newly started adventurers, you have gone into the hall and decided that you want to find a job that suits your abilities. You want something that's not too tough, perhaps something that's fetching and gathering, because you don't want to fight anything big at the minute because you're new. And as you're scanning the jobs list board, you're noticing that there aren't any low-level quests knocking about. Everything on here is for high-level monsters, and you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to do for money? And then out the corner of your eye, you see a listing on the board tucked away behind another one in the corner for a fetching and carrying job. And as you go to reach for it, you all notice that you've all gone to reach for the exact same job.
Hey, that's mine. Hey, that's awkward. Shall we introduce our characters then? One at a time. I'll go first. I'm Bonno the Bard. I'm a bard.
Where are you from? What's that accent?
That's a bit rude. He's only just met me and he's already out. Where are you from?
You ain't from round here.
You're not from round here. Oh, I could do that
So as you've gone to grab for it, you've literally turned to them and gone, I'm Bonno the Bard.
And I was introducing to the audience at home.
I thought that was like...
Don't you know who I am?
I thought that was what it was. It was.
Actually, no, that might be.
It's a freeze frame and you're just circling
all
your face.
All three of you have gone to reach for the same job.
You're probably wondering how we ended up like this.
The job itself
in an elevator.
And that's how I met your mother.
Yeah, and what?
Do you cast your eye over the job?
Yeah,
and read it.
I'll cast my eye.
The quest reads as followed. I am looking for a small party to go into the nearby forest of Arcania to pick some ingredients for my potions. Please contact Isaac at the nearby potion shop, Bubble Bubble, Toil and Medicinal Healing.
Do you guys have friends to form a party? Or is this going
to get real awkward?
I'm kind of more of a lone wanderer, so I'd rather do it on my own.
At the minute, you have been solo.
I'm kind of popular around here.
I've never heard of you.
That's just rude,
I kind of just don't like people, but if I need...
I am the famous painter.
Bonno.
Everybody's heard of me.
Anything I've ever seen?
Yes.
Are you the one that cut your ear off?
No. Other guy. Good friend, though. Good friend.
Roll an intelligence check for me if you know Bonno.
Both of us?
Mm-hmm.
13.
So Florentine, you have no idea who Bonno is.
That doesn't shock me given that I don't like people.
Flint.
Or elves.
You've heard the odd person in the tavern mention a bard that's been wandering around calling himself Bonno, and he does caricatures of people.
Okay.
Are they any good?
Are they any good? Do you actually ask me that?
Yeah. Are you any good?
Can I just whip out?
You're going to do a caricature now.
Right.
You should really sign your work, because I've seen it everywhere, but I just didn't recognise the name.
Are you going to draw one?
Of course I will.
Okay.
I will look at you and just
lick my quill. Give me a performance roll.
I will lick my quill.
I tried to lower expectations if I were you.
I don't know they could get any lower.
That is a 23.
He does a exceptionally good drawing of you.
See, that's weird, because most...
There you go, my dear.
Most of the ones I've seen have gone in the bin.
Well, now I feel a little bit left out.
I start my quill again.
Okay,
I think
give me another performance.
We'll see how well this goes. It never goes well the second time around. Holy moly shit. That is a 26.
Once again, he produces a almost flawless drawing of you in caricature.
There we go, dear sir.
I didn't even know I had that mole on my cheek.
Yes, well... Wow. Pinpoint accuracy.
You really
accuracy,
see everything.
You are impressed by his skills.
Can there be smoke coming off of my quill as
no.
I put it back in?
I'm
that would have been impressive, right?
Sure that whilst you were wasting your time doing that, I've tried to take the quest on my own.
I feel like I would have...
I've left these two.
Are you going to try and pocket the quest? Give me a sleight of hand check.
Can I... Perception? Can I go on a perception to see it or...
It's a minus one.
Right,
did she fall into the thing?
It's a 4. So it's a three.
So you got a three. So you can clearly see, both of you, that she is trying to grab the quest and pocket it.
Excuse me, my dear, but I believe that might be my quest that you are looking over.
You said you didn't have any friends, so...
Acquaintances.
I saw her, I just didn't really care.
It does ask for a small party.
I'm not a fan of either of you yet. I'm sure you could grow on me, or not.
Who said that I'm a fan of either of you? Just because you did a pretty picture of me doesn't mean that.
I love
like
both
you.
Of you. I don't know what you're doing.
It's going on a bit strong.
Come on, lads. Let's go. Let's actually...
Yeah, come on.
Let's go do this at a party.
Hang on. What's the actual reward for doing it? Is it worth splitting?
Doesn't specify on the quest itself.
That is...
You will have to go and speak to Isaac himself.
Ugh.
I'll do the talking here.
Yeah, that's gone well so far.
Don't have a clue what you're on about.
My dear sir, I look at the weapons on his back and see what he's got. A bow.
Indeed.
Ranger.
Perceptive one, aren't you?
A sarcastic one.
I'll remember that, dear sir.
Okay.
What about you, my dear? What do you do?
I'm a hill dwarf cleric. And what's
a quiet
it to you?
Hill dwarf.
And what's it to you?
What's it to you?
Yeah.
Just knowing who I'm getting involved with, you know, it's a rough place around here as well. You've got to make sure that I know who I'm actually dealing with.
Who are we dealing with?
I mean, I've said it several times, Bonner the Bard. Do you not
right.
know who I am
where's
now?
Where's your lute? Where's your singing voice?
I don't have a lute. I'm a painter.
What do you have?
He's a painter.
He's an artist. So a bard is...
Any artist.
Yeah, skilled in a form of arts.
Okay.
And he has chosen painting.
Shall we go see Isaac, or...
What use?
Stand here
what
and go?
Use to me on this job are you?
Answer him. What use are you?
I'm just going to take the thing and be like, you'll find out, as I put it in.
So you all make away?
Yes.
Yeah, so you leave the Large Adventurers Guild Hall and you make your way into the town. It's not hard to find Bubble, Toil and Medicinal Healing. It's just on the main street. And you see this small, tiny little shop with potions and all sorts of books all in the windows. Do you go in?
Yes.
Yes.
So
all three of us together?
You walk through the front door and there isn't anybody present at the moment. You see a desk with a bell on it. And you see shelves and shelves of different types of containers containing all types of potions.
Hmm.
I quickly ding for the bell ahead of these two.
I'm just distracted by the potions, so I'm not interested.
So Flint, you walk up to the counter and you ding the bell. And you can see behind the counter a rather garish, multicoloured beaded curtain. And as you ding the bell, you hear a voice. I'll be right with you. 2 minutes.
It's a gnome. It's definitely a gnome.
My ears prick up to the sound of the voice, and I kind of wince a little bit. Like I've heard that kind of voice before.
I love these people. They're fantastic people to be around.
I don't have much great experience, I'm afraid.
So as you're standing around waiting, you suddenly hear the beaded curtains jingle and part, but you can't see anybody until you hear a sound from behind the counter. As he climbs up onto the counter, you see a very small gnome and he looks you over. How can I help you?
I back away from the counter and let somebody else talk.
Ah, hello there, good sir. I extend my hand for
and
a handshake.
Shakes your finger because his hand is very tiny.
He is very small.
You Isaac?
I'm Isaac.
Yeah.
We have this. Can I pull out? It's a tiny scroll.
Oh, you're adventurers.
That makes sense now, yeah.
It would, right?
That makes a lot of sense.
You've come about the quest?
Apparently.
I squint at the quest that I'm looking at. Yes, we're here for the... Flicks down a pair of glasses. Quest. Yes, we're here.
Well, I've got the list of ingredients around here somewhere. One minute. And he climbs down off of his stool behind his counter and you hear him rummaging behind his desk.
I look at Bono and say, I hope the list is bigger.
I wouldn't.
Typical gnome, doesn't have it to hand.
Suddenly you see his hand shoot up just above the desk and he's waving a piece of paper. Ooh. I've got the paper!
Is it the size of a tissue?
It's an A4 sheet.
Ah, good.
Oh, lovely.
Good. Lovely,
my
finally.
My vision's not what it used to be.
But there really isn't much on it.
How old are you? Actually, can I have an introduction of what your character's like? Just for the people at home, by the way. Yeah,
I'm
describe
about
yourself.
4'3". I'm a dwarf, after all.
So you're young.
How old are you?
No, like, I'm a female dwarf.
Oh, they they have beards. They have beards.
Oh, I have 12 beards then.
12 beards.
I have all the beards. Can I have different coloured beards?
You can have a long beard that's got flowers in it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, like tangled.
Pretty and, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a big beard.
Okay.
Great big,
great big, bushy beard.
Great big, bushy beard.
I'm there just generally not interested in much, except for...
I'm just not interested in much. Don't really get out much.
It was suggested that I should get out and, you know, meet people.
From underground?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Hill dwarf. Yeah. Ah, under the hills, though. Not.
Yeah, I'm not on top of them. The sun's a bit bright.
Fair enough. Are you pale-skinned, then?
Yeah.
Fair enough. What about you?
I'm also pale-skinned because I'm an elf. I have sky blue eyes and sky blue hair because my last name is Frostbow. So I thought, well, I'll dye my hair and I've already got blue eyes. So
okay.
I've got an image to keep up.
You kind of remind me of what's the... there's a movie where there's a guy with blue hair.
Just think of Legolas, but with blue hair.
Yes.
Cool. Sure.
But okay. I've got... My hair's more like spiky.
Are we talking like electric?
Oh, you're going short spiky hair.
Short spiky.
Holy hell.
Not spiky as in gelled up.
Like icicles.
Yes. Think Jack Frost in
Guardians. That's what I was thinking. And I'm like, oh, hold on.
I am clean shaven and I'm just below 6 foot. Try and guess how old I am because you will never guess.
Probably won't ever guess.
Elves live to about 600 to 800 years old.
Yeah.
So you're about 600 to 800 years old?
No, I'm younger than that.
Cool, fair enough.
I've only been carrying this bow for about 30 years, which in elf years is not a lot.
He's a baby.
But a speck.
I'm 250 years old.
He's a baby boy.
So he's a teenager.
He really kept us guessing.
And took a long time. Yeah, and just to let you know, I'm an elf as well. I'm going to be a health, though.
The artistic.
A health?
Yeah, I'm a health. Half elf.
That's why I'm so sarcastic towards you, because
probably
we're from different worlds.
You would be different elven families.
Mm, definitely.
Do you think you're superior?
Yes.
That sounds...
I was top of my class in archery.
That's a hard class to be.
And I feel like I've got something to prove to you guys.
I've got a military rank.
And in context of what we're about to do, I don't have a great history of gnomes.
So, okay. Isaac, speaking of Isaac, he's waving the paper still currently at the counter.
I will lean over and grab
I'm assuming that Bono's got quite an extravagant backpack for all of his arts.
I have a satchel. Round bag. Man bag, but also just on my hip are all different paints. All different colours.
Oh, when I said I'm a loner, I'm wrong.
Pots of paint.
Are those natural sourced paints?
No.
So you bought them from a shop?
Made from China.
You heathen.
Made in China.
Made in the capital.
Yeah, made in Gnomish China. There we go.
So you've taken the list?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll read it.
I was going to say, are we reading it before you
So
pop it away?
The list reads as followed. 2 ember flowers, 1 acorn of the whistling willow, liquid tears from the moaning tulips, 3 mushrooms of teleportation, and 1 rose of heroism.
What is it you need these for?
Well, I'm making potions.
What potions?
All kinds.
I was about to say, my dear sir, I've had many potions in my time. These don't sound like any that I've ever heard of.
That's because the Forest of Arcania is a special one.
Yes, I've heard many stories about the Forest of Arcania. Most of them bedtime stories.
Give me an intelligence check. Have you heard stories of the Forest of Arcania?
Would you like us as a bluff, or would you like...
You can choose to not know anything and lie, or you can choose to maybe know
something.
You know
what? I'll have a go.
Okay.
And if I don't know, then I'll go for a bluff instead. Oh, 16.
You are aware that the Forest of Arcania once housed a very powerful druid who didn't like to speak to people. And so the druid took himself off into the forest to live amongst the animals and the plants, and it's been said that he made friends with the plants and animals.
What race is the druid?
He was an elven druid.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't know, but that's fine.
No, I'm not saying I would know.
But these are stories from hundreds of years ago, and he no longer resides there.
Hmm.
Okay.
I've heard bedtime stories and fairy stories about this Forest of Arcania. Well, I guess we'll have to see if any of them are true.
So you're taking the quest?
I guess so.
What's
What's the reward?
What I was going to say.
Good thinking there.
I don't tend to do things for nothing here.
Well, you weren't asking the questions.
And I know what you gnomes are like.
Well, it's only a low-level quest. 10 gold each.
Well, seeing as I've got nothing to my name, I suppose I'll take it.
Sounds like a man that's desperate.
Well, if I'd known that, I'd charge less.
Yes, my dear sir, you might have charged less to him, but not to me. I know that...
Are you shaking me down?
I might in a minute. I know stories about the Forest of Arcania, and...
It's not dangerous.
Then why don't you go?
He's only... No,
the ranger has a point. Why don't you go after them if it's not dangerous?
Well, there's lots of things that happen in the forest.
There we go.
That don't concern you, but they concern us. We're about to go into the unknown.
Can I get a perception on this dwarf, this fucking gnome, who's definitely lying through his teeth at the moment?
I thought he just
isn't lying.
I thought he was
there
just high.
There are no dangers that he knows of.
Well, my dear sir... Most fairy stories and tales come from truth, in some form. And I'm not a man to take risks without proper payment.
I roll my eyes.
15 gold each.
My eyes widen.
Give me a persuasion check.
19.
Well, I guess I can spare that.
My dear sir.
You see him pull out a little coin purse and look inside it. And he starts to sweat gently.
I feel like he's probably actually not got that.
My dear sir, do you actually have that money?
I do.
Are you wasting our time?
It's just a lot.
It is. But I'd like to see you get these from just any regular place.
All right.
Lovely.
15 gold.
When we return, I'd like to know exactly what potions you're making out of these.
Okay.
Done, my dear sir. And I've gone from giving him the stink eye to smiling and happy and ready to shake his hand.
Shake your finger once more.
Thank you.
Before you leave, it's easier to pick the ember flowers first. They're on the edge of the forest.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Then the mushrooms, then the acorns, and then the tulips. Now the rose, nobody's ever seen the rose.
So how do you...
I know it exists, somebody to find it.
I hope this thing exists.
If you don't come back with the rose, it's fine. I just put it in there as a maybe if you come across it.
Well, now I'm determined.
I feel like that's not how you make potions.
No, I just want the rose.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Is he just going to look at it, are you, sir?
Yeah.
No fair. I'm a man that appreciates beauty.
I've got a wife, and I want to give it to her.
Have you now?
Yes.
What's her name?
I don't think I need to tell you that.
I think you do, just for this game.
I would also like to know.
I'd like to gnome.
He's going to punish me for this later, but he hasn't got a name for the wife. Rug Muffin. Come on.
Her name's Tiffany.
You going to have breakfast with her tomorrow?
Well, hopefully.
Yes.
Lovely.
When do you need these by?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Okay.
Is it her birthday coming up by any chance?
Anniversary.
I can't think of anything.
I work best to a timeline.
But I actually need the ingredients.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
It's
a bit strange. He must not have an anniversary gift for his wife. I see where he's going.
You say there's no danger in a forest. You say these things should be fairly easy to grab. Why do we need to be in a party for this? I feel like I could handle this just on my own.
The items are difficult. The handle.
I see.
You've only got two.
Also, you're not that persuasive because you were going to do it for 10. So.
And the safety in numbers.
I don't tend to do things for money.
Oh, what do you do it for?
Knowledge.
Oh. I'll take his share then.
That's a good point.
I mean, that doesn't mean I don't want any money.
You just do it how you want.
An elf has got to eat, but, you know, I'm in it for the knowledge.
An unlimited power?
Not quite.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, dear gnome, sir. And,
He nods to you all.
We better head off. What sort of time of day is it?
It's early morning.
Ah.
You set out early to find a quest to go on.
Plenty of time, my people. Shall we head off?
I suppose so.
I hate to tell you, one of my flaws is if there's a plan, I'll forget it. If I don't forget it, I'll ignore it. So I truly hope that...
Where are we looking at flaws here?
I'll remember it.
You're a good leader.
It's something you can pick early on, or it's something you can just give yourself. It's entirely up to you.
That was one that I just saw.
I did already save my floor earlier.
Yeah.
But for the context of the podcast, I am a bit of a trigger finger. And if I don't shoot something, even if it's just a tree, I'm going to need to do it at some point.
So, close the door behind you and you leave Isaac's shop, Bubble Bubble Toil and Medicinal Healing. And you head to the very nearby forest of Arcania. Would you like to do anything before you actually set foot in the forest?
Yeah.
Do any of you need anything before we go in?
I need to check my gear.
Okay. That's fine. You can start checking if you like. I mean, you can go back in if you like. We've only just literally left the shop.
No, I found him quite irritating, I'll be honest. It was a bit small for my liking.
Is there another shop in this town?
He's not much smaller than you.
No, I was about to say, like...
Look, that's another part of my complex. I think I'm bigger than I am.
Oh, fair enough.
No, fair.
That's fair.
No.
Are there any more alchemists in the town, or is this the only one?
Any coffee shops?
There are quite a few.
Is there a pub?
Potion shops. There's many. This is a town built for adventurers. There are taverns galore. There are brothels galore.
How long are we expecting to be on this quest?
Couple of hours, I would imagine. Probably I would imagine it's going to take us a couple of days.
Okay.
No, I think I'm good.
Then I'm gonna need to get some more rations.
Feeling snacky?
Okay. No, that's fine. You can go over to, I would imagine they have them even in the town.
There would be a market as well that sells goods.
Can you not forage?
I mean,
you are a ranger. You could forage in the forest.
Look, we've already established I'm young in the elf world.
No, fair. Inexperienced.
But I don't like to let people know that.
Okay.
I think you've just told us all.
You literally just
said. You know this isn't in your head. We're all talking.
This is just you've off camera.
No,
no. This
you've
will be
clearly
added.
You've never worked in a group before. This
yes,
is
as you're walking, he's like, damn it, Flint. Why are you so inexperienced?
Yeah, he's talking to himself.
This is my first quest as a lone archer.
Have you told? Is that what you're telling them, or
No, I'm not telling anybody this.
Make sure you define what you're saying.
Okay,
out loud.
Sorry.
Damn it, Flint.
In my head, I'm a bit nervous, and I kind of just need to, you know, ration up a bit more.
I could probably perceive that from the way he's been acting already.
So I'll allow you.
What,
to
that he's snacking?
I'm nervous.
Definitely said you had no money. So how are you purchasing your rations?
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I've got enough to buy some rations.
Okay, fair enough.
Well,
how much are rations?
I will That's do one point. Day's worth of rations is a silver.
Because we don't do change here.
No.
We don't do change
so
here.
So you can get 10 rations for a gold.
Oh, I also have 10. Yeah.
I have 10
You've
as
all
well.
Got 10 gold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can buy 10 days worth for a gold.
Okay. Then I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just pop it in. It's an easy transaction. You go to the market and you purchase 10 days worth of rations.
Okay.
As a backup, even though you've only been told you're only going in there for a day, maybe two, you've taken precaution of getting 10 days worth.
I mean, I've already got 5 days worth of rations so we're all good.
And you know this forest is nearby as well. It's
purely there.
What a stone's throw from.
Literally, I pick up a stone
so
and
I'm
throw
assuming
it.
On his inventory he needs to do minus.
He should have probably loads in there. He can add it in.
I'm not going to be finicky around rations and how much you're expending and stuff like that. But as long as you know you've comfortably got enough, then I'm good.
Shall we go?
Yeah, we'll go past the marketplace. We'll get your rations.
So that's taken you about an hour to sort out, to get to the market, to purchase the rations, and then to leave to the edge of the woods again.
Okay.
We're running out of time.
You're fine.
No, we start walking towards the forest.
Okay, and it's not long before you spans a grand forest.
So, my compatriots, shall we go in? Chuff on?
I certainly think
I
we
follow
should.
You.
My dear sir, you are the most perceptive of all of us as being an advanced and skilled ranger who's been on many quests.
Absolutely.
You should stand at the front, my dear sir, as you're the one that can perceive the most.
Can you give me a bluff check on that?
3.
You rolled a 3.
Yep.
Right, so the way he said absolutely was, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Are you sure about that?
You've detected the shrillness in his voice as he's said it.
You sound a little bit nervous. There's a, are you sure you want to go at the front? Do you think you can handle
it? I said I would follow you, so I'm going to follow you.
No, that's fine then. I will head. What about yourself? Are you able to defend yourself adequately?
Yes.
What weapons do you have, just out of knowledge for the party?
A big one.
A big one?
I have a dagger, a hand axe, another hand axe, apparently, a shield, and a warhammer.
You're probably best to take the front, then. If, my dear sir here, you take the back, and I'll take the middle, considering I'm quite a squishy fellow, I'm afraid.
You're squishy, are you?
So
as I press my belly.
You wander into the forest.
A bead of sweat falls down my brow, because I feel like I'm being caught onto here.
I mean, you can tell, definitely. I do not try and hide it. I know that you are the most novice of novices.
Can you all give me an investigation check as you begin your trek into the forest?
18.
10.
8.
So, Florentine, as you're at the front leading the way, it's very quick that you spot bright red glowing flowers.
That seems like
not far into the tree line.
Who had the list?
I've got the list here.
Oh, have you? Okay.
I had the list. The physical list. But you've got the mental list.
Yes.
And so right here.
As I told you, don't tell me anything, I'll forget it.
Okay.
So as a very common item found in Alderman, the ember flower is very recognizable by its soft red glow.
Those must be the ember flowers then.
Yeah, they look like them.
We think they're going to hurt to touch? Ember flowers insinuates there could be some fire.
I mean, can I have a investigation on the nature of them? A nature check. You're also quite
give
good at this.
Give me all an insight.
I've got a nature check as well.
Give me an insight check on them. Or a nature, whichever one you want.
13.
16, because I'm 13 plus
3. I'll take a nature. No.
16 insight.
No.
So Bono the Bard, you are not familiar with the ember flower. The only thing you know is that they're a common item. That's it. The two of you, Flint and Florentine, you both know that the ember flower, people call it the too hot to handle flower.
I think maybe Bono should pick this one up. I think you'll be fine, Bono.
Give me a deception check.
7.
It's very apparent that you won't be okay picking up this flower.
I push in front of the other two and I'm like, I'll go pick it up, then I roll my eyes.
Okay.
Even though you know it's too hot to handle.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm wearing leather gloves, by the way.
Oh, you've got leather gloves on?
Yes.
Are they tight leather gloves?
Well, they're skin tight to my hands, yes.
Okay, I'll let you off. As you pick the flower, you can feel the intense heat that is emitting from it.
Spicy.
Did we bring any containers with us to put these things in? Probably would have been good to ask Isaac for those, wouldn't it?
Hold it. Let me just jingle through me my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have painting supplies, which includes pots. So I pull out a pot. An empty pot. You can put them in here.
Okay, there we go.
Pop them in.
So gently you place the ember flowers inside the painting pot.
How many have we picked up? Just two? Just two that we need.
You can take
How many are there in front of us?
More if you want.
Let's pick a couple more.
We take six.
You take six. Okay, write down six ember flowers all crammed into a paint pot.
Yeah. I'll pop them in. Boop, boop, boop. Put them in stopper on it. And I'll put it into...
In your pocket?
Well, yeah, I'll put a pot stopper and put it in my bag.
Oh, I thought we'd put it in your pocket.
Okay.
It's a big old pocket.
So you've got your ember flowers.
Next one was a mushroom, wasn't it? Mushroom.
This is easy. We'll probably get this done by the afternoon.
So you trek further into the forest. Can you all give me an intelligence check on the forest itself as to whether or not you're actually familiar with the inside of the forest? The location of certain areas of it.
I'm from around this sort of area as well.
18.
12.
So Flint, you're pretty familiar with this forest, at least not the depths, but you're familiar with like the opening to it, the partway in, and you would know roughly where you're going for certain things. At least people have said about, oh, I remember the mushrooms were over. So you roughly know where
they are. I take a deep breath from my nose and I immediately point like right and just start walking. I don't tell anybody else. I just start walking.
Okay, so Flint just starts marching off. As soon as you mention mushrooms, he's like gone.
I'm like, and then walk.
I'm guessing he knows where he's going. Mm. Do you know where you're going, Flint?
Trust me, I do.
So it takes you half an hour's trekking into the forest following Flint.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know, 20 feet ahead of both of you. I've got a march on.
No, that's fine.
I'd be faster, but I just keep getting distracted by things.
Leisurely stroll.
Can you all give me a perception check?
12.
8.
20. Not so, a natural.
Flint, I'm going to say you're whistling away to yourself as you're marching through this forest because you're sure you know where you're going. You're like, I know exactly where these mushrooms are. So you're not really paying attention. The two of you, however, you hear something ahead of you. You hear something go, psst, did you hear that? I think someone's coming. You hear a second voice. Oh no, not again. I'm tired of being plucked and prodded by those pesky adventurers. Shall we activate the teleportation spores? Yeah. When they get near. That's all you hear. Flint hasn't heard this.
He's
marching ahead.
Flynn, you might want to slow down. The mushrooms are talking, and they're going to activate their teleportation on you.
I come to a skidded halt, and I turn around. I'm like, I know where I'm going. Like, I can hear them. I can smell them.
I actually do what we just did in real life and make eye contact with you and go,
very well.
Okay. No, that's fine. If you know what you're doing, push
you
on ahead.
You continue to push on?
I do.
Okay. Eventually, you come to a very small opening, and you can see dozens of mushrooms all in front of you on a log.
See, I told you where they were.
They are mushrooms.
Lovely.
Why don't you try and get them?
Well, they've got a teleportation thing, so you might want to be a little bit careful.
I just go to grab one.
Okay.
Very defiant.
And the minute you bend down to just... I take it you're nonchalant about doing this.
Yes.
Yeah? So as you...
There's
nonchalantly,
an air of arrogance.
Yeah. As you bend
I've got
down
something
to
prove.
As you bend down to pick them up, just as your hand gets close to the mushroom, boom, it's gone.
The mushroom's gone?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Yes. It's here in my hand.
Can we see
it? My hand is closed.
Okay, we need to see it, like, to put it
can
away.
Can you open it?
I slowly open my hand. Like,
and there's nothing in it.
Why don't you try again?
I must have crushed it in my hand. I grabbed it too quickly.
Why don't you try again?
I bend down to grab another one.
Again, are you doing it nonchalantly?
Yes.
Yep. So, boom, before you can even get near it, it's gone.
I look over at Bono and just quietly go, how long do you think we could do this for?
I whisper to myself, what on earth is going on?
I reckon we could probably get away with this for the next couple of days before he'd admit defeat.
I quickly try and grab three or four more.
Here we go.
And immediately, obviously, they disappear.
It's about to kick off.
And then suddenly, boom, 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 the whole log, all of them, vanish. And you can see popping up around you on various bits of tree and bark, the mushrooms just appear.
I stand up and look around, sweat coming from my brow again.
I'm still just playing dumb to him and going, did you get them, Flint?
No, clearly not.
And you can hear one of them shout out very clearly from the tree next to you. You'll never catch us. We're the mushroom masters of teleportation.
Well, I wasn't warned about this.
I thought you knew about them.
I know what they smell like, but I've never actually seen one in person.
I just look up to the sky and go, this is why I work alone.
Can I have a bit of a survival check or a nature check so to understand what these things are like?
Yeah, roll a nature check.
Are they intelligent is really what I'm trying to work out. That's a 21.
Yeah, you are well aware that the mushrooms of teleportation, they have the mind of a child. They are fed up of being farmed. However, they cannot teleport very far. And they must be attached to something.
Do they get to choose where they teleport to?
No,
in that
it's
area?
Random.
So it's random. How could I use my +3 survival to help with this?
Would they be affected by spells?
Yes, if the spell can land.
Would you say they're technically of, like, because they're sentient, technically a bit more of like an animal rather than a plant?
They are, you would guess, as you've been told already, they're only sentient because of the druid that once lived here.
Of course.
They were once just mushrooms.
Okay.
Mr. Mushrooms, wherever you are, I see one of you up there on that log. I was wondering if we'd be able to take a couple of you just for a trip, if that's any good.
I'm in my head going, oh, I thought he was going to offer to do a painting of you.
And the mushroom just laughs. It just giggles.
Which one?
the one you have spoken to.
Ah, okay, the one up on the log.
It starts giggling at you.
Okay. Why don't you like to be taken? Just out of curiosity.
Because you eat us.
Do we? I wasn't going to eat you.
Yeah, we're not going to eat you.
Our friends have never come back before.
That's because they've gone to a really fun adventure park.
Okay, give me a deception check.
I was waiting for that.
This has gone so well before.
I'm not going to lie. The person with the best deception.
Oh, 19. 19 deception.
Have you got anything to deception?
Any pluses?
Yeah, that it was a 16.
Oh, so it's gone up to 19. That one mushroom teleports onto your hand.
Ah.
I like adventure parks.
Do you have any friends that like adventure parks?
Specifically,
you want him to persuade his friends?
Yes.
Specifically, two more of you.
We've got room for a couple more of you.
He calls out to his mates, come on, guys, adventure park. And all of the other mushrooms look at him and go, no.
Oh. I didn't think that was going to work, but worth a shot.
At least you get to come to an adventure park. Have you got a vessel to travel in?
Yeah, I've got one of these.
I'm assuming he can't teleport out of the vessel once we capture him.
No, once sealed away, they are stuck.
I'll pop you in. Thank you very much, Mr. Mushroom.
And so you have one mushroom of teleportation.
We're going on an adventure.
You do need another two.
I feel a little bit itchy. And
I'm not okay with this.
And all of, not in that way. I feel like so far persuading these mushrooms and obviously trying to grab these mushrooms hasn't worked.
Well, you've persuaded one. Quick enough.
Actually, I've done my part of this for the 15 coin that I get.
And the gnome never said they had to be alive.
Oh, I quickly grab my bow from my back.
Okay.
And knock an arrow on. And I aim at one of them.
No, hold on. Hold on, mister. You go to fight the mushrooms that can teleport.
Look, your ways didn't work. This is the only way I know how. So
I can cast a shield of faith.
The gnome said we needed three, not one.
Which would trap one.
Which
shimmering field appears and surrounds a creature of your choice.
That would just protect it.
One down, two to go, in my opinion.
Can I move it around in my little shield?
No, it'd just be stuck in your shield. Hmm. Protected.
Oh, that's not
and if they won't come willingly... And alive.
I mean, we've only convinced one. It's been like 30 seconds.
I'm just going to say, I've done my part, you two. I've got one.
Excuse me, Mr. Mushrooms. Can I look up another one?
Are you directing it specifically at one?
Yeah, just one that's on a tree.
By the way, at this moment, my arm is shaking and about to let loose an arrow.
He's got an arrow notched.
That's fine. He can hold it.
The mushroom just sits there. You believe it's listening.
You believe it's a mushroom?
You're not sure.
It's a mushroom.
Yes.
Like,
it has
no
eyes. It has nothing.
Yeah.
You don't even know where the sound's coming from. There's no mouth.
Did you fancy coming to an adventure park with us?
No.
Why not?
Two fingers are on my string.
That's a lie.
One of them slips.
Oh.
You better be quick about this.
It's a lie.
I'm going to ignore
you. You're going to eat us.
And for once, I'm not sounding nervous. I'm
Why
sounding pretty
confident.
Why do
you think that we eat you?
Because we're mushrooms.
Oh, so
the druid told
aware.
Us that we were food.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I'll be honest, you're not the favourite food of many people.
I was about to say, though, we will take you to an adventure park, I swears.
You've got 5 seconds
I was
before
to
I let loose this
pop
arrow.
You in my garden.
I will allow that to work one more time. Give me a deception.
Look, you can't use my trick. I was
18.
Persuasive.
18. All right. That mushroom.
The one I'm aiming at?
I'm trusting you. And he teleports into your hand.
And well, into the pot with the other one.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mushroom. I'll pop you into another pot. There you go.
Yep. And he's in the pot with his mate. Boop. And you hear inside your pocket, we're going on an adventure.
We're going on an adventure.
I let loose my arrow because I got sweaty fingers. And it
are you aiming it at a mushroom?
I was aiming at the mushroom that just teleported. So
you've missed it.
No, it's just gone into the tree that he was sat on.
Does it go
roll
into
for
the tree?
Roll for the shot.
Does it go into the tree?
That would just be the attack of the arrow. I believe you get a +4 to your attack on the arrows.
Please, critical miss.
Because that's the attack roll.
Eight. Yes.
Your arrow doesn't hit the spot that it's supposed to. Highs or lows?
He accidentally kills another
lows.
Mushroom.
Your arrow strikes one of the mushrooms dead on.
Oh my god.
Wasn't not the one you were trying to hit.
Nope.
And you just hear this. No! As it's pinned to the tree.
Well, that's three mushrooms. Let's move on.
And then suddenly, bum, 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 all the mushrooms teleport away.
Where's our third mushroom? Let's move on.
He's a monster.
He is a monster.
And in my head, I'm like, I should have hit that.
Oh, you definitely didn't. But, fine. Right.
I was in my head, like, out loud, I'm like, well, you know, you've got that one. I was aiming for the other one. But I wasn't.
I'll take his arrow out.
And the floppy mushroom lands with
you've
a wet thud to the floor.
You've got to put him in a separate jar to the other two.
And I hold out my hand.
You can't.
The other two are sealed away. They don't know what's happened.
You've taken my arrow, but I hold out my hand, and you think I'm going for the mushroom. So you go to hand me the mushroom, but I'm like, no, I want my arrow back, thanks.
I wasn't going to give you the mushroom. I put it into a pot.
A separate one.
Away from the other ones?
Away from
they
the
think
other
they're
ones.
Going to an adventure
that's
park.
That's
still.
Absolutely
I am quite happy that they're going to an adventure
all
park.
All I think is the rest of our journey, they're just getting in your little jar going, we're going on an adventure.
They'll burn themselves out eventually.
They'll need to go to sleep, and then we'll pop them in a pot.
And so you leave?
Yeah, so
we
leave.
What's the next on our list
so
that we
need?
So you're
looking for the acorn of the whistling willow.
Again, we just need to listen for the whistle?
Your knowledge of the forest enables you to know the location of this willow as well.
Okay.
So you can lead the way again if you want.
I take another deep sniff in. My brow goes down like another whiff. I think it's this way.
Can I have,
and I go left.
Can I have a perception on if he actually knows?
No, because he doesn't actually know the way he's going. He's led you to the mushrooms.
I go left.
You have no reason to think that he's lying.
I go left.
Is he hamming it up, though? Can I at least tell if he's hamming it up?
Look, did we find the mushrooms or not?
You don't necessarily think he's smelling it out.
I was about to say.
He's smelling the air.
Okay.
We found the mushrooms, so trust me. I know where the acorns are.
I was just assuming he'd got a cold.
It could be.
Probably not on his A game. Can't aim.
So you are wandering
through
these...
But you think I can aim because I did hit one.
In fairness, you don't know he was actually aiming at a spot that was occupied.
I don't
think
much.
Yes.
So it takes you about an hour or so trekking deeper and deeper into these woods.
By this point, I have started to complain because I've got shorter legs than everyone else.
Which is fair.
You probably shout out to me like, slow down.
I am tempted to say the words, carry me.
Can you give me another perception check, all of you?
21.
16.
21.
You can all hear it very clearly. An ear-piercing, high-pitched whistle coming from dead ahead the way you're walking.
Do you think that's the willow?
It doesn't affect my ears. Mine are a bit more heightened to the sound. You all hear it. I hear it, but it doesn't affect me.
Lovely.
The closer you get, the more ear-splitting the whistle is.
I'm not enjoying that noise.
Really?
It's not.
I mean, it's
really
a bit of a tickle, but yeah.
I'm just covering my ears at this point.
You can see in the distance as you're walking and dealing with the ear-piercing whistle, you can see in the distance a grand willow right in front of you.
What is it we need from the willow?
An acorn.
Interesting.
Is it quite high up? The acorn, or
no,
the acorns in general.
You can jump and reach these acorns.
Okay.
Well, I can't.
Can I go to run up the tree and grab one?
So you sprint towards the tree. Give me a constitution saving throw.
I'm just going to let him do it because he seems so confident that he
Where's
can do it.
That'll be on your main
there.
Stats.
Yep, we got it. 8.
So as you get close to the tree, suddenly the piercing sound is just too much and you feel wet down the side of your face, and as you bring your hand up and touch your ear, blood starts trickling from your ear. You take 2 points of damage and it stops you where you're walking, and you take a few steps back again just till the point is bearable again.
I haven't seen my own blood in years.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's entirely up to him.
It's completely up to him, that one.
Do you need me to look at it?
You can give it a go.
Are you injured and you need assistance?
Can I go again?
You're going to sprint at the tree again?
Oh, so yeah. You don't want assistance
so
with your medical ear.
I don't
take a step forward to assist
I don't
him,
I don't
he
hear
just turns and sprints at the tree.
I don't
tree
hear
again.
You and I'm just like, well, I should do this. I should be able to do this.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
I'm just whispering to myself, what a dick.
13.
Once again, you get closer, though, this time. You're within jumping distance of the acorns when all of a sudden, just too much, and you crumple at the ear-splitting sound, and blood starts flowing from both your ears. You take 4 points of damage.
Can I just give it a go?
So, as you see him crumple to the ground holding his ears, you sprint towards the tree.
I'm doing it.
I'll be honest, that smarts a little.
You sprint towards the tree. Give me a constitution saving throw.
Do I have to roll the d20?
You can roll it and add whatever constitution you have.
No point.
Six.
That is no point.
So you get to where he got the first time he ran. And then as you can see, Bono, you see Florentine drop to the floor holding her ears as blood starts trickling from her ear. Take 2 points of damage.
I'm just going to be like midway through about to say something as she'd ran. And I'll, just be like, ugh.
Do you think you can do any better?
I forgot what the plan was. I just followed him.
Both of you come back here.
What?
I motioned for them to come back.
That's all I do. And I walk towards you.
Cool.
I'm just looking at the tree going...
So you both climb to your feet and very gently stagger back within a decent range of the tree that
I take...
how close they got?
You saw him get within jumping distance of the acorn.
I take...
He was not far away from grabbing one.
I take my glove off, use my pinky finger, just wiggle it around in my ear a little bit.
And you hear the wetness as you're sloshing your finger around the blood that's
in your
ear.
And I look at my pinky finger, and I...
Okay.
Sweeter than I remember.
That's disgusting. I can help them. Are they deafened?
No, I was going to say, am I just...
No, they're not. They've got ringing and blood in their ears at the minute.
So they can both hear me?
They can, if they clear their ears out a bit.
My medicine's +5, so can I attempt to sort myself out?
You can
out?
Attempt to clear your ears out, yeah. Roll a medicine.
6.
Was that a 1?
Yeah.
Was that a critical?
That was a critical.
All right, so... In order to clear your ears, you jam your finger deep into your ear, trying to scoop out the blood and actually perforate your ear.
Now
take another
I don't
2 points
to,
of damage.
Now I don't have to listen.
Now
to
is she deafened?
No. There's a ringing still. You haven't cleared them out properly. In fact, you've done more damage.
It was worth a try.
Being one with nature, and I see there's a small puddle like in front of me, just like of... Dew, I guess. I know for where it's got healing abilities. Can I just take a quick sip of it?
Okay, you bend down and sip a puddle.
You all look at me like I'm mad, but I know what.
Constitution.
You all look at me like I'm mad, but I know what I'm doing.
Less thirsty, but that's it.
I could have sworn this was magic.
Did you say that
aloud? All you did was see him sip what looked like a stagnant puddle on the floor.
Can I roll anything to prove that it's not?
Can I?
No.
It's a stagnant puddle on the floor. Anyone with a brain can see that's a stagnant puddle on the floor.
In my sort of dazed and confused mind, I thought it was a special puddle.
That's what I like to hear. Can I just be thinking in my head, are these two mentally challenged? Like, as
adventurers? I was just trying to get the acorn.
Can they both
hear
me?
And the answer is yes.
Yes, it's kind of muffled, but they can hear you.
My dear fellows, sometimes it's better to be smarter than to brute force things. I cast deafness on myself.
Deafness?
Isn't that a permanent effect?
No.
Okay.
Lasts for 1 minute.
Okay. So you do. You conjure deafness.
Well, maybe if you communicated that previously, that you had that ability before I ran
you
towards
had
a tree.
In your back pocket the entire time.
I can't believe you do that to us!
I'm still deaf.
He cannot hear you.
I know sign language.
Do you walk straight over to the tree?
I wander straight over to the tree.
Okay, so you both see Bono just casually stroll over to the tree, pick an acorn... and walk back.
Do we know he's cast a spell, or am I going?
You saw him conjuring something.
I was going to say, am I just stood there going...
He didn't say out loud that I will make myself deaf for a minute. So all you've seen is him conjure a spell, walk towards a tree and pick the acorn.
I'm shouting at him going, are you deaf?
And he just doesn't...
Because I am.
He just doesn't notice anything. He can't see
I would literally be doing this steadily, though, because I'm not sure if that's the only reason why
I get there.
So I would have been quite methodical about it.
Yep.
I'm just confused
by the fact that you... I'm still jamming my finger in my ear, so...
And then, literally, I will take my time, pop it into one of my jars.
Okay. Another jar with an acorn in it.
Mm-hmm.
How many jars did you bring?
I'm a painter. I have a lot of jars.
I'm just smacking my lips like... to the taste of stagnant water that I just drank.
Is he like, mop, mop, mop? Has he got like food?
What would you like to do?
I'll walk over, pop it back in, and walk back to you guys and say...
He's indicated he cannot
hear. You're deaf for 1 minute. Okay, fair enough.
For 1 minute, I am deaf, but I will be done... Can I have... How long would that have probably taken? Like 40 seconds? Just to walk over.
Well, you reckon you were strong.
You said you were doing it like slowly.
Yeah. It's probably almost over by the time you've got back.
I'll walk back to you guys and probably just say...
And you've got...
I mean, you all could have just wait for one moment and I could have told you I can cast deafness.
I'm starting to get the vibe that of the group, you're the old boring one.
And to be fair, like, as we were walking up here, you were both wincing to the sound and I didn't really hear it very well. So I thought, maybe I can do this, but clearly I can't.
How many things do we need to get?
Can I tick that one off and just be like...
You can.
Maybe next time, think before we leap into action.
I don't know why I tried anyway. I'm 4 foot.
Exactly.
I can't reach.
I did wonder, like, where she ran over to do this.
I thought I'd give it a go.
Yeah, with a good jump, she might have made it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I'll pop it away and...
What's next?
I'll just cast Healing Word.
Oh, you're going to cast Healing Word as
Yeah, I'm going to cast Healing Word.
Okay.
To fix you both, because it's a healing.
To
it's
full
an
health?
It's a...
AoE.
I will just check. Oh, yeah, range 60 feet, so yep. It is an AoE. So it's 1d4 plus 3, so I'll roll it. And it shouldn't be much for these guys. That's 4 points of healing.
So you both heal for 4 points.
Wow.
Thank you.
So you look down at your list and you can see only two items remain. The tears from the moaning tulips and the rose of heroism.
I may be partially healed, but my nose is suddenly feeling a little bit twitchy, so I don't know if I know where the next one is.
Oh, you're starting to feel nervous.
You're aware, the only thing you're aware of is that the moaning tulips live deep in the forest.
Yeah.
What sort of time of day at the moment is it?
You've been trekking around for only 2 to 3 hours at the minute.
What time did we
It's gone midday.
Mm.
It's now getting into the afternoon.
Shall we have a bit of a rest?
I'm feeling snacky.
Yeah, shall we have a bit of a rest? Probably move away from the screaming tree. But
oh, I'd started to get used to it.
Yeah, I had kind of toned it out.
Mm.
And I need to get this foul taste out of my mouth.
I mean, you're the one that drank stagnant water.
Look.
So you can settle down and chill for a little while. Not make camp. I take it you're not making camp. It's only the afternoon.
It depends.
So what? How long of a rest do you want?
Just a short rest. Just an hour or so.
An hour. So you do. You find a spot away from the high-pitched whistling willow, and you sit around the fire. Do you want to create a fire, or do you want to just sit around for an hour? It's warm. It's summery.
It's quite a nice day, and it's quite a nice wood. We don't need much here.
So you sit down. You nibble on some rations for an hour.
Lunch, everybody.
And on that note, join us next time for the second part to see if our adventurers can finish their shopping list. If you've got any questions or queries or just want to see what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at How Not to Summon, or join our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our website at hownotsummon.com where you can find all our links, or go to our brand new YouTube. Like and subscribe all our videos. I've been your DM, Sheenie Senpai.
I've been Bono the Bard.
I've been Florentine Swellgal.
I've been Flint Frostbow.
See you later, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.